Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi bein bimino bein bismolo. Now we're going to discuss how a person carries on Shabbos. So let's see. Hamotzi, one who carries an object, bein bimino, whether he carries it with his right hand, bein bismolo, whether he carries it with his left hand, betoch cheko, whether he carries it on his lap, or on his shoulder. In any of these cases, chayev, one is liable for carrying on Shabbos, because all of these cases are standard, normal ways of carrying. And when you carry in the normal way, you're liable for carrying on Shabbos. Even ksefo, your shoulder. Why? Shekin masa b'nei kahas, because the children of kahas, the shevet of kahas, would carry things on their shoulder. Like the pasuk says, ki avodas hakodesh aleihem b'kesef yisau, that the avodah, the work of the base of the Mishkan, they would carry the objects of the base of the Mishkan on their shoulders. And we know that Hilchos Shabbos has learned that from the Mishkan. So anything between your hand, your lap, your shoulder, if you carry an object in these areas, then one is liable for carrying on Shabbos because it's the normal way. However, kila achar yado, if one carries something on the back of his hand, or baraglo with his foot, the piv with his mouth, Ubimarpiko, he carries with his elbow, Beuzno, with his ear, or Ubisaro, he hangs something from his hair, Ubipundoso, if he has a money belt, but the money belt, he puts it upside down. So, again, he's carrying something, but he's not carrying it the normal way. So all the other cases were, he's carrying, you know, on the back of his hand, on his foot, his mouth, his elbow, his ear, or his hair. And now here it's an actual belt he's wearing upside down, so he's carrying the actual belt. Or he says upio lamata. Let's say the belt is facing upwards, but upio lamata. Right. So it goes together. Ubipundaso upio lamata. So he carries a money belt with the belt facing downwards, so it's upside down. Or bein pundaso lechaluko, he's wearing a regular belt, but he sticks something in between his belt and his garment. Or ubisfas chaluko, he carries something on the hem of his garment. So in all these cases, it's not the normal way of carrying. Or biman alo, he carries something in his shoe. Bisandalo, he carries something in his sandal. In all these cases, even though you're carrying outside, you're pater, you're not liable for carrying on Shabbos. Of course, it's a sin, but you don't have to bring a carbon chatas if you did it by mistake. And if you did it on purpose, you're not chayev misa. Shlohotzi gederech hamotzi in, because the person didn't do it in the normal way. So the rule is when you do it in the normal way, then you're liable. When you do it in the non-normal way, you can't do it initially, but if you did it, then you're not liable. And that's the theme of this Mishnah. The latter case is, just to verify, as we said, the back of the hand, you're carrying something, you're carrying an item. And then all the body parts, you're carrying an item on those body parts. The thing with the money belt was, you're not carrying anything in the money belt, you're carrying the actual money belt. But you're carrying it in a way that's not normal, you're carrying it upside down. So even though, you know, you're also carrying the item on you, so since it's upside down, it's not the normal way, and you are exempt. So that is Mishnah Gimel. That's the concept that we're taught, that carrying has to be the normal way. And now we're going to learn another concept. It has to do with kavana, intent. Your intent has to be fulfilled as well. If your intent is not fulfilled, again, you'll be pater. So Mishnah Dalet, ha-mischavin lahotzi lafana, one who has, he's got, you know, a knapsack, and he wants to wear the knapsack on his chest, because he can guard it better that way. So this is how he has his intent to carry on Shabbos. And then the wind comes, bolo la'achrav, and it blows the backpack, you know, to his back. And now it's less of a shmira, it's less of a, you know, he's guarding over on his lower status. So then again, pater, he's not liable for carrying on Shabbos, because it went from a shmir me'ula to a shmir pechusa. It went from, you know, one level of guarding it to a lower level of guarding it. And therefore, it wasn't his intent, and he's pater. However, la'acharav ubalo lefanav, if he was carrying on his back a lower level of shmira, and then it flipped to the front, and went up a level, so even though it wasn't what his intention was, he wanted a lower level, but because it went up a notch, chayev, then he's chayev for carrying it on Shabbos, because everyone wants a better shmira, and we look at it as if his intent is fulfilled. So here you see this concept of, you know, it depends on your intent. Be'emes amru, and the halacha is that ha'isha, woman, hachogeres besinar, who wears a petticoat, and then she hangs things, v'talsabo davar lehotzi v'shabbos, she hangs things on her petticoat when she walks around on Shabbos outside. So with this petticoat, bein milafana ubein milachara, whether she had kavana to wear it in the front or she had kavana to wear it in the back, doesn't really matter. Chayaveh, she would be chayav a karpen chatas. She can roy liot chozer, because this is an item, a coat, is the normal way is that it goes, this unique petticoat would flip back and forth. So whether it's in the front, whether it's in the back, we say that she always wanted her das to be like that, and therefore she'd be liable for carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, similar case would be af bekablel piskin. You have these messengers that accept these like scrolls from the king. Osam hashlichim, like the scribes of the king, and they would bring these letters from place to place in like a wooden reed or some kind of tube that they would hang on their belt or on their shoulder or on their neck. And the derech was that, you know, while they're traveling, it would switch from front to back, back to front. So again, since these messengers know that this will happen, just like the woman knows that her petticoat will switch from front to back and back to front, so it doesn't matter where they put it, they would be chayav achatas if they carried it on Shabbos. So from Mishnah Dalet, we see the concept of intent. And to recap the two concepts we see here is, number one, to be liable for carrying on Shabbos, you have to be carrying the normal way. If you carry, you know, with your elbow, then you're not liable. Of course, you can't do it, but if you did it, you're not liable. And the second concept is intent. If your intent is to carry it on a lower level of guarding, like putting it on your back, and then when it went up a notch and went to your front, you're still liable because, you know, it's an upgrade in your intent. But if you wanted to carry it in front of you, a higher level of shmira, and it went to your back, then you'd be putter, because that is not what your intention was. And then the final case is things that doesn't really, you know, things that could go both ways. Like this woman with her coat, or this messengers with these scrolls. Since they know that the objects can go from front to back or back to front, no matter how they carry it, they'll be liable for carrying on Shabbos.